SOP232. Today we're going to talk about when is it time to pod fade and some quick editing tips, and I'm working on a new resource.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all the other fun things. If you'd like to contact me, I would just be tickled pink and purple and green and yellow and any other color you want to throw in there. To get an email from you, that'd be dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You could call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can leave a comment out of the show notes. That's shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And our website for all things is schoolofpodcasting.com. We do have one new thing I'm working on. I have a frequently asked questions section now. schoolofpodcasting.com/FAQ. I just started that. Questions about WordPress, iTunes, Zune, things like that. Check that out if you're interested. And want to let you know that we only have 4 seats left at Podcast Promo Swap. That is where a group of podcasters have agreed to play each other's promos. And every week, all 12 podcasters will play the same promo. So you get hopefully this big, huge gush of new listeners. If you're interested, it's free. Go over to podcastpromoswap.com. If you don't have a promo, I have a link there in the bottom right-hand corner for a PDF that'll explain how to make a quick one and make one that'll actually get people to show up, hopefully like this one from Weekly Web Tools.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools, we discuss strategies on web design and promotion, we talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
Now, I played the promo for Weekly Web Tools because we're going to talk about pod fading. This is a podcast I technically pod faded it, and it pod faded for like a week. I was just going to do it as a blog, and then I got lucky and found a great resource, actually a couple of them, for content for the show, because in reality, it was really getting hard to find good content, and I was putting out episodes that I'm like going, you know, I'm not really proud of that one. I bring up this topic because a podcast that I listen to, Edgy Podcast Reviews with Daniel and Jana, just did episode 101 and basically said, this show is not going to continue in this format in the future. That makes it sound like they're going away either temporarily or permanently, but basically, and this is the thing that Daniel said, he said, it's just not fun anymore. And that's the answer. If you say, hey, when do you know, when is it time to throw in the podcasting towel? And the answer is when it's not fun anymore, because when you have the passion for a topic, you'll put up with the work, because you're just all about that. I used to do a podcast called the Music News Podcast. I would report on new albums that had come out and who was getting thrown in jail and, you know, who was drunk again and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And after about 2 years, I kind of got tired of just the same old, and I was trying to be funny and I tried a couple different things and I had a few people say, oh, please keep the podcast going. But I just didn't do anything for me. I kind of resented it. And that's when. Now, here's the beautiful thing about podcasting. You choose whether or not to start a podcast. You choose how long it's going to be. You choose how often you're going to podcast. You're going to choose what topics make it into the show and what don't. You choose if you're going to have a sponsor. If not, you choose everything, including when to throw in the towel. Unlike your job, which you may or may not like doing, your podcast is something that you can say, you know what? I'm done. And I've seen podcasters do this. They'll say, I'm going on hiatus. And then they might come back in 3 or 4 months. Different podcasts that are about TV shows have to do that because the TV show goes on hiatus. The beautiful thing, that's your choice. And if you think about it, Seinfeld, MASH, if I date myself, Happy Days, The Facts of Life. No, I'm just kidding. ER, you know, all these famous TV shows eventually stop because you just run out of content in some ways, or you've done everything you can, or, you know, the actors, and usually in TV, the actors want to go on, or they're all making $8 billion a season, whatever. But you get to decide in podcasting when you pod fade. And if somebody asked me, well, when do you pod fade? I'd say when you resent your podcast. Now, there may be episodes when you're like, I don't have anything to talk about and it seems like a drag. But when that is the overwhelming feeling of every episode, it's time, because chances are your content is going to suffer because you're not really into it anymore. You're mailing it in. And so if that's the case, pull the plug. With edgy podcast reviews potentially pod fading, sure sounded like it. I'm really tempted to start a podcast. I almost started. I built a website. It was called Podcast Review Show. In fact, you can see the blog there. I still get people asking me to review their podcast. I'm not sure I have the passion to tell people that your podcast is awful. I've thought about doing that, just making it a, hey, here's a bunch of podcasts I like. But then again, sometimes finding podcasts I really like, and then this is where the planning comes into play. I could do that maybe once a month or every other week, but it's interesting because I could say, I love this podcast, and then the podcaster changes his content and I don't like it anymore. So I'm not sure if I'm going to ever launch the podcast review show, but it is a need, because I'm not sure how big their audience was over at Edgy Podcast Reviews, but there's not that many podcasters. There's not that many podcasts that review other podcasts. And theirs was an interesting mix, and I will miss it. But nonetheless, if it's not fun, by all means, Daniel, go do something else. And that's the beautiful thing of it. When one podcast fades, chances are a new one is born, because once you get behind the mic and you experience the joy of getting that feedback from people and interacting with your audience, you want to have another one. And that's where actually that sometimes can be a problem, because then you end up with 4 or 5 podcasts and all your content suffers because there's only, last time I checked, 24 hours in a day. All right, last thing I wanted to mention today is just a quick, easy tip for editing. If you're spending a lot of time editing your show, there are a couple things you can do. Number one, practice not saying, I've tried really hard this episode not to say, you know, or And part of that is simply just when you're trying to think of the next thing to say, just pause and think about it before you actually say it. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's another way. That's another thing I do. Instead of and you know, I'm replacing with and. And what that is the sound of me trying to figure out what I'm going to say next. But there are times when you really flub something up. And there are a couple techniques. One, in fact, they talked about this in the Yahoo podcast group this week. One is to have like a clicker, for lack of a better phrase. It's usually used for dog training because it's really, really loud. And I guess if you're a dog, it hurts your ears. And what this does is if you click it, it makes this giant spike in your wave as you're recording. It makes it very easy to see there's the mistake. And what they were saying in the group this week was, well, yeah, sometimes if you're in a hurry, you don't edit that out. So all of a sudden you have this really loud click and you blow out your audience's ears. The way I do a click is the direct opposite. If I make a really big mistake, I simply do this. That's it. I do nothing. And that blank space, if I look at my file, is easy to see. And so you just simply look for that. That kind of gives you a red flag. Hey, here's right after the mistake. And if you do multiple mistakes, you end up seeing, you know, a little blurb and then a blank space, and then a little blurb and then a blank space. And then you finally see a whole bunch of content. Well, that whole bunch of content is when you got it right and kept going. So you just go to the last blank space and delete everything before that. So it's an easy way to speed up editing. When you make a mistake, don't kick yourself. Just shut up for about 10 seconds. It's very easy to spot, and you keep on going. I think the reason people don't do that is they're in a hurry. And you're in a hurry when you're podcasting, when you're recording, and that 10 seconds feels like forever. But just take 10 seconds, leave it blank, and it'll speed up. You'll lose 10 seconds doing the blank space, but you'll gain time in editing. That is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you would like to start a podcast today, I urge you, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to walk you through that process. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We have resources. We have all sorts of fun goodies over there at the School of Podcasting. If you already have a podcast, maybe you started it, you're not happy with your blog, or you want something tweaked, you're not really sure what to do, check me out, podcastmechanic.com. I actually do consulting. I don't do a lot of that as much as I used to, but I do occasionally take on a client. And at this point, the door's open. If you need help, check out podcastmechanic.com. Until then, until next week, thank you so much for tuning in. The world is waiting to hear your content. Start a podcast today. And until next week, class is dismissed.